Queensland scientists have had success in treating an aggressive type of brain cancer using a patient's own white blood cells. Researchers say patients who took part in a 4-year immunotherapy trial lived much longer than the usual 6-month prognosis. In others, it stopped the disease advancing altogether. Stephanie Smale reports.
Peter Easton's wife Helen was diagnosed with the aggressive brain cancer glioblastoma multiforme, or GBM, in 2011. The 76-year-old was told she had about 6 months to live.
When it first was diagnosed, they told us to get our affairs in order, you know, and it was that serious, and that sort of knocked the wind out of our sails.
Peter Easton says his wife had 2 operations, then started the immunotherapy trial, and the cancer hasn't come back.
We had the first operation within a couple of days, and it came back in 12 months' time. We had the second operation, and then we got onto this program, this T-cell program, and since then it hasn't come back, and Helen's pretty well leads a normal life. Not as active as she was, but you know, she still does the cooking and all that sort of stuff.
Scientists at the QIMR Berghofer Medical Research Institute ran the Brisbane-based clinical trial for 4 years. The lead researcher, Professor Rajiv Khanna, says it's the first trial in the world to target this specific type of brain cancer. Professor Khanna says the treatment involves training a patient's own blood cells to fight their disease.
These white blood cells are actually the cells which fight infections and cancer in your body. But what happens in recurrent glioblastoma patients, these immune cells are actually literally not reacting against the cancer antigen. So the main purpose is to re-educate these immune cells.
GBM is the most common malignant brain cancer. 800 Australians are diagnosed with the disease every year, and less than 10% survive more than 5 years. Rajiv Khanna says 4 of the 10 patients who took part in his clinical trial have remained cancer-free. He explains the treatment involves waking up a patient's T cells or white blood cells so they can recognise the cancer in the patient's body.
What we want is those white blood cells to behave exactly as if it's another infection. But what happens, because these cancer cells are of your own body, these white blood cells will just say, oh, I shouldn't touch this because this is not something foreign. This is my own body is reacting. But what it doesn't realize that actually this cancer is going to kill your cells. So what we have to do is to make these immune cells to realize these cells are more dangerous than what you think. And that process of teaching that danger signal or danger treatment, that's the part we do it in the laboratory.
Professor Khanna says it's early days, but the outcome is exciting. He describes immunotherapy as an important frontier for cancer treatment.
Because you're using autologous or what you call patient's own immune cells, you don't have those side effects which you often see with the traditional treatments like chemotherapy or radiotherapy. So they're a lot more safer, a lot more specific and very patient-specific.
With such promising early results, Professor Khanna is about to start another test for the treatment. The new trial is due to begin next month and will involve about 30 patients with an earlier stage of the cancer. Peter Easton says his wife Helen has now been cancer-free for 2 years and will celebrate her 77th birthday this weekend.
So far, so good, you know, and we're just hoping that it continues that way.
Peter Easton ending Stephanie Smale's report.